breaking news.
Ron Burgundy just sold his soul. How is everybody doing, you crazy sons of bitches? It's your friend and mine, Uncle Boo. And the... That's off today.
Me
anyways,
too.
Number 9 in your programs, number 1 in your heart. I was trying to build you up really, really big time, girl, there. But you know who it is. The one we love. My ride and die. My left-hand man over here. My goose.
The one and only Ash Handy.
Hail to the motherfucking yeah. And if you ain't down with that, then we got two words for ya. Suck it!
Suck ass.
I know. I was fucking around before the show going, you know, that countdown going, are you ready to? And right when I was going to say suck it, she goes, oh, I thought she was going to say suck ass.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hope y'all are ready to strap your ass in and get ready for a good show because... Next week's our 200th episode, and we're going to do some fun stuff. I got some shit in my head planned out I want to do. And, of course, we're going to do the speech like I always do. But today, me and Ash Handy we just feel like bitching. It's one of them days where we just don't feel like going by a script, having a format, just fucking laying our ding-dings out there and just letting them blow in the wind.
Well, and it was my day off, and it's been raining all day, and I've just been like a...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've just been like a gigantic
piece of shit.
Lazy piece of shit, and it's been awesome. It's been so awesome.
Well,
I've watched so much Law and Order today.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why I won't watch anything else. I just watch hours and hours of Law and Order.
I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I walk around the house singing the song.
Oh, my God. My mom.
I put words to it.
My mom was into that. Really liked them detective
shows. Let's all go to court. That's why I sing to the dogs all the time.
Are y'all ready for court? Yeah, my mom's big shows in the 80s were Hill Street Blues, General Hospital, but then there was a hospital one she watched. But there's a Cagney and Lacey, NYPD Blues,
mm-hmm.
and a fifth one. But yeah. She really loved them detective shows.
Well, and I like all the Law and Orders because they're just all so different.
Especially the guy in Hawaii. What was he?
Hawaii 5-0.
No, the guy with the mustache drove the Ferrari. He was a private detective. God dang it. He played in other movies. He played in a lot of cowboy movies. Can't remember his fucking name. I could see his face.
Hmm.
It hit me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I like the Law and Orders because there's like 5 different ones, and they're all so super different with different people in them.
Yeah.
But I'm on Special Victims right now.
Oh, so Law and Order kind of did what CSI did.
Yeah, so there's Law and Order, Criminal Investigation.
Yeah.
There's Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, Criminal Intent, Organized Crime.
Why don't they do one about the fucking... guy that keeps the place going, the goddamn janitor, the maintenance man. What about
Law and Order, janitorial services?
Dun, dun, dun. I heard there's a spill. You need your floor mopped and waxed, ma'am?
It's pretty crazy, though. And you know, they have to say at the beginning of those episodes that they're not based on true stories.
You bitch.
But,
you know they gotta be. I mean,
no, some of them have been so obvious that it's been copying something else.
They're like, oh, I'm not copying nothing.
My only complaint with it, because every fucking TV show nowadays does this, is eventually they make it political with what's going on.
Yes.
In the world. And like the whole point of watching TV is
just
to
get away.
So why do I want that to be a part of the TV show that I'm watching?
You know? I said that to one of my podcasts to listen to, my wrestling one, and it's one I really like. And the guy on there is kind of a lefty, and he was starting to try to spit his stuff, and, oh, fuck that, oh, Trump's on, and, you know, and I just left a little message on there. I was like, ma'am, can y'all shut the hell up about politics? If I want to hear politics, I'll go to the politics podcast. I come to your podcast to get away from the outside world. Hearing your
stories. Well, especially if you have a podcast that's specific. Like, we've always said from the beginning that this one is just a general
Yeah.
Like, we just talk about whatever. Yeah. But if you have a specific sports or true crime or whatever, like, yes, that's why I'm listening to your podcast.
Exactly.
That's all I want to hear about.
But then after I
make a personal one.
Yeah. After I sent that, they quit talking about politics.
Oh, really?
I'm like, well, I did. I was like, I listen to your podcast to get away from everything. If I want to hear politics, I'll go fucking watch CNN or Fox or something. Which, I don't watch main media. I quit watching the news. And when did Trump say he was going to run? 2016?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, when he started running and everyone started having such a hard-on for Trump, I just quit watching it. I just got tired of, because it's like they wasn't recording, they wasn't reporting the actual news. They was just reporting what they wanted you to hear.
Well, and you know my opinion on it too. Every time I turn it on, it's about what celebrities sniffed the celebrity's ass, and I don't understand why that's breaking news.
Yes, it's just like when Johnny Depp and that dumb bitch had their case. Who gives a fuck? Why did you have to televise it all the fucking time? Who gives a shit?
The sad thing is, though, a lot of people did.
And they're idiots. I mean, it's just like I remember as a kid. I wasn't a kid. I was a teenager. But the summer that OJ did the murders and did the big old Bronco escape, that whole summer, every adult was glued to the TV anytime going, oh, God, oh, God, what's going to happen? I mean, that just goes. I mean, that was a murder. But still, it just, you know what I mean? They just, everything was about that. So, yeah, we got some little topics we're going to talk about today, but just want to say thank you guys very, very much for listening. I didn't get that fixed this weekend.
It's okay.
Bullshit. She punches me. Here, want me to hold that? We're going to mute Ashley's mic so it's not so. Oh. Shove it in there. My little mic stands are kind of flimby. I keep forgetting to come in here on the weekends and fix them because I'm usually, if I'm not doing something with the kids here,
okay,
I'll prop it up for you because you look like you're doing something gross.
Up. I'm not gonna say. Wait, did I lose myself?
You turned it back on, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe it's my headphones.
I muted it, that's why.
Oh.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Well, because you was down like this and it looked like.
It was hurting my neck, too.
I know. It looked like he was, I was like, is she trying to, remember the first time when, you're God. Like, is that better? I figured it would be because he was,
Yeah, I was struggling.
I remember the first time I got these mic stands, because remember the ones we first started with? How did we record with them? Because they just were like little bitty and they stayed in one spot, but I remember the first time I got these and put them in, should that day remember? He was like, oh, my God. Yes. He was like, wow.
It was super cool.
It was. I'm going to invest in some. I've been looking. I want to invest in some newer ones. And have you seen them ones that are like just kind of like a black cylinder?
Kinda oh, like yes, that. I have.
Yeah. And I still on a stand like this, but it's kind of all connected, it looks.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that. I mean, don't get me wrong. These are good. They've done their purpose. We've done a lot of podcasts with them.
They've served
200 episodes, baby. Oh, but anyways, I guess we'll get into some of this. I just wrote down some bullshit to just gripe about, talk about, whatever.
Let's do it.
All right. The Texas fires here in the Panhandle. Here's what is so weird. Why isn't the media really talking about this a whole lot? They're not. I mean, they're talking about it, but not like.
It took me a long time to figure out that was going on.
Yeah.
Now, I was really busy that week.
Yes.
And I didn't watch the news or anything, but still, I thought that was crazy that it took me so long.
Yeah. And them fires are still going on, or the big one is. It's been going on for a week. And yesterday, when I checked, it was at 44% contained, and no one still knows what happened, but if you want to go, no one really knows how it started. What they're trying to say is, Ash, it was a power line fail. Yeah. Whatever. They're saying it broke off the top or something.
Whatever.
Yeah. But still no clue of how it started for sure. But there's a site you can go to. It's INCI Web, and it shows you how big that fire is. It's burnt over, well over 1 million acres.
Tyler has the app, and he shows me all the time.
Yes, it's huge, isn't it? I mean, it's in Oklahoma, but it's not a whole lot in Oklahoma, thank God. If anywhere, if I ever wished a wildfire to happen, I'd wish it to hit the campus of Old Norman. I don't want it to kill anybody. Just burn the fucking place down. Fucking Sooners. Anyways. Yeah, so that's about it. But it's just weird. And you can ask Ashley. You're not hearing anything about it. So you guys that listen to our show, let us know if y'all have heard about it or anything. Like in Canada, Kim, how much does America's press get to you guys? That's what I wonder sometimes. You know what I mean? How much of America is always shown on everybody else's news reels? And when they do, are y'all laughing at us or what? Because if you're laughing at us, hey, it's our own fault. We've had dumbasses that voted for this shit. And that's another thing we'll talk about. Since we're on the subject, we're going to talk about California.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get in. First off, they're a Democrat state, and people are fleeing it left and right. These immigrants are coming in. First thing they do is give them, you know, a cell phone, and I think they get like $3,000 to $5,000 a month or more. And then when it started happening, remember California passed that law where you didn't have to be a California resident or a U.S. citizen to become a cop. So they was,
yes, I do remember
they
that.
They started letting immigrants coming straight over from over there being cops. And that's not the only thing they're doing for them now. I'll let Ashley take this because this one hits home and it sucks.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time buying a house right now, which is beyond me because I've worked my entire life. Never been kicked out of a house, always paid rent on time. My credit is a little fucked up, but it's really not that bad. I got pre-approved. God bless America.
I got pre-approved.
Why can't I talk today?
It's just one of them days when you don't want to
talk. Wake up. Everybody sucks. Everything is fucked.
I just watch Law and Order because I don't give a fuck.
Dude, I did. That's all I did today. So many episodes. Like,
she was a binge-watching motherfucker.
Anyways, I got pre-approved, and then when we finally found a house that was even well below the original budget of pre-approval, I was denied. So I got really excited because I came across this TikTok the other day, and it's like, first-time home buyers, wait till you hear this. You're going to be really excited. There's new first-time home buyer program. You don't have to have any money down. It will not build interest for X amount of years, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy was like, psych, it's for illegal immigrants only. It has not passed yet, but they are trying to pass it in California.
Yeah, so basically, they get to move into a house, no down payment, and they don't have to put any money down or pay rent. You pay rent.
You don't pay a mortgage. You don't pay a mortgage, and you don't pay rent, and you don't pay a mortgage. You don't pay a down payment, and it also does not build interest. And then whenever you sell the house, you get to keep 20% of it.
Yeah, to go put down on another house. Ain't that fucked up, people? Here it is. Immigrants are coming into America and getting everything free. And how is its situation affecting other countries? Because I know it's affecting Canada, too.
Well, and I'm just saying, it's to the point that people, like, immigrants are literally making videos where they're like, ha-ha, come to America and get everything for free. Like, yes. My baby's never going to have to want for anything.
My baby's, this is my ticket right here, my baby. I've seen that. Oh, that just boiled me. And I don't feel sorry for California.
It boiled a lot of people. And that's why California, you know, is the fucking shithole.
I don't feel sorry
is.
For fucking California. I don't still feel sorry for fucking New York, because them people in them states voted for this. You know, California has been voting its way for years, and look what it's costing them. Businesses are leaving California left and fucking right. You know, people are leaving California left and right. You know, but yet you can be an immigrant and get anything for free. Free everything. That's what makes me mad. You know, here I am, a single parent with two kids. I don't qualify for any kind of government help because I make too much.
And that's a joke in itself. I've been told I make too much, too, to get any kind of assistance. And I was just telling him before we started recording that I live just paycheck to paycheck so tight that if anything happens to us, we're fucked. And then, like, I got a speeding ticket yesterday, which was my fault, but also I feel like the officer could have been more understanding, especially since I don't have, like, a record or anything, and I was honest. And I'm not, that's not some white privilege bullshit. I'm just saying, I know that a lot of people get out of a lot of shit. I have personally seen family members who are literal pimples on the asshole of the planet who get away with everything.
Yeah.
And I just feel, it feels like the people who have never done anything wrong, they come down 10 times harder on them.
Yeah.
Like, where's our grace? Why does the crackhead get to get its baby back 20 times?
Exactly.
But I get a speeding ticket the first time I pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just pissed me off. But on top of that pissing me off, it was also $350. And like I was telling him, that's almost half of my paycheck. And I'm like, great.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck. They got to make their quota, man.
So the fact that I make so much money that I can't even really afford a $350 speeding ticket. But
yeah, she makes all this money, but she got denied for a house. But
denied for a house, denied for food stamps, but I make too much money.
Yeah.
Denied for any kind of medical help. They almost didn't even pass my daughter. You know, I had to put her under Tony because they wouldn't give me Medicaid for her under me.
Because you made too much?
Because me and Tyler's income combined makes too much.
That's bullshit, but immigrants can get shit for free.
Yep.
Oh, and the United States is, which is a good thing, but I think it's bullshit. They're cutting some of the food stamps prices back. You know how, like, this person gets, like, a certain amount, whether they're cutting it back because of inflation. And basically, guys, they're cutting it back. They're taking away from America people so they
they're
can give it to the immigrants.
So they can give it to the immigrants.
Pretty much. But they're trying to say that, well, people use the system and abuse it, which they do.
Oh, they abuse the fuck out of it. You know, but you're also the one who made a system
it.
That literally was for people who were pieces of shit. Like, not every, and I don't mean that in a rude way. And I also feel like I have a little bit more precedence to put my opinion on this because I did grow up with the mother that shot out the kids that she didn't take care of so that she could make money off of them, who never worked a fucking day in her life and also never actually used the government assistance that she received to take care of her children. She was the poster child for the piece of shit people that make food stamps look bad and any kind of government care look bad. Are there really people out there that get these benefits that absolutely need them? Yes. But you just need to do better on your system. Like, stop making it so easy for people who don't work to get everything they want and the people who are actually working and contributing to this country to get no help at all.
Yeah.
You put yourself in that position. We did not.
We didn't do shit, mother.
And now that we are all in a point where we need help, you are literally taking it away from everyone, saying, well, it's your fault because y'all have worked the system and you're also giving it to illegal immigrants.
Yeah. It was designed to help the needy. And then, of course, they started giving it to everybody. But yeah, and then California, you know, they're getting that. Sorry about that, guys. They're getting all this bad weather and shit. I really don't feel sorry for what they're going through. I feel sorry for some of the people that are good people of that state. Because there are some TikToks I see of nice-looking people with good-looking, with good values and shit. And they're like, we love California. We think it's beautiful, but the politics and the economy just, I mean, everything's so high. And the politics sucks. They go, the state itself is beautiful, but the people running it are jackasses. And, you know, now it's crazy, too. And I just think a lot of their shit they go with the weather is karma. Because they're always, you know, Hollywood's there, and they're always saying, fuck Christ, the devil's, you know, whatever. You know, and have you noticed in the past 2 years, they've had multiple floodings, tornadoes, snow in places it hasn't been. And now they're getting floods again, and then up in the mountains, they're getting blizzard-like weather.
Yeah.
That means you need to straighten your shit up, California. I mean, I feel bad for the people that live there and really enjoy living in that state, you know. But, you, like some of them say, they just hate the people that run the fucking place.
I don't know. In general, I'm just in, like, a limbo about life right now.
Well, yeah.
Because no matter how you look at it, the other thing that I think about too, and it's even mentioned in religion if you look at religion, but whether you believe in religion or not, if you look at the history of the whole planet, like I'm not talking about what happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, like the history from when they thought it began to right now, how many times has the earth reset itself?
Yeah.
And I feel like, even though I was not there for any of the other great resets, it starts with wars and abnormal weather patterns and all kinds of stuff. And so, I don't know. I just like I walk around with this impending doom, like this fear of impending doom. Like, doesn't matter if we get the greatest politician in the world who fixes the economy in 5 years or 2 years or even a year, because who's to say the world isn't going to just completely end and be in an apocalyptic state in a year?
Yeah, because everybody's tensions are really high right now. Because like Ashley said, this election coming up for America in November. I mean, I want Trump to win. The economy would be better. Should it be ran better, right? But then we'll have 4 years of Antifa, Black Lives Matter,
you know, I have been
burning
concerned.
Everything down.
I have been concerned about that, but did you see the stats from the election? It, like, hit a record for who our representatives are going to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It, like, hit a record. And so while I do think there are some people who are, like, absolutely do not want Trump in there, now I'm not so sure that it will be as bad as I feared if he does win, as far as the side of people like tearing shit up and complaining about it.
Yeah.
Because we're all feeling the mass effects of
what? Because I have seen a lot of videos of especially Chicago, because they're blue. The guy talking to the council, he said, go ahead, keep messing with us. Keep giving all these immigrants everything for free. You've told us for years, you Democrats, that you would take care of the black community, and you never have. They said in November, the streets will be red, not because of blood, because we're voting red. We're voting.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say is I think that I hope is that everybody's putting their hatred and their differences aside.
Yes.
And I think what's helping that is all these states that are primarily blue are the ones where the main immigrant shit is happening.
Yeah.
And everybody's so poor right now, it doesn't matter how much you hate Trump. You're literally watching your government, who promised to take care of you and your race specifically, shit all over you, kick your kids out of their schools, give these people free homes and free money. Why in the world would you still want to vote for that?
Exactly. But, you know, here's what's so funny. You can see footage of Biden saying the N-word. Of Biden.
There's multiple clips throughout his entire career of him saying the N-word.
There's that
he
one
was
time,
one of the people that was extremely opposed to integrating schools.
Yes.
Because he said he didn't want his kids going to school in a jungle.
And then when he wanted to pass that criminal bill to put more black people in jail, he said, they want to rape my wife and beat my son with a pipe. These criminals. And that's who y'all voted for. The same guy that said black people are bad, y'all voted for, man. The same guy that sat there at a Senate ruling thing, whatever they do when they're up there, because they're not making good decisions. He's up there saying, we don't need another N-word, blah, blah, blah. We've already, they already have a N-word mayor. They
yeah,
already
he
got
dropped
an
the
N-word
all the time.
Yes. But yet, you know, Trump, there's just so many cases of him being so racist. But yet he helped.
They can't actually prove any
nothing.
Of there's no video footage or any actual proof. The only thing they push on him all the time is the sex stuff. And
oh
as
my
I've
God.
Stated before,
and if they're gonna do
I don't
that,
give a shit what a man does with another woman consensually in his free time. Now, if he was out here raping everybody, I know the whole grab her by the pussy thing was like,
yeah,
oh my God,
was,
I can't believe he would say that. But
yeah, but
one,
that was around a bunch of guys.
I was about
to
say, one, it's called locker room.
On.
Yeah, it's called locker room talk. Two,
yeah,
he was still talking about grabbing consensual pussies. He was not talking about like going out and raping women or
yeah.
whatever. And then the same women that are complaining about this are the same women that are literally singing about their pussies and showing them on stage. So like, I don't give
exactly.
a shit. You want me to feel bad for you and be like, oh, I could never have such a misogynistic president while I'm twerking on national TV for the Grammys. Like, fuck off.
You know, and it never comes up how Biden, there was a woman working underneath him, said she said he tried to fucking do stuff with her. But it got brushed
Biden
under the rug.
Grosses me out because he prefers younger people.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't feel sorry for the states that voted for that stuff. I really don't.
I don't know. I just really think the world's ending.
And another thing I want to talk about and bitch about, how many of y'all have heard of Lincoln Riley? And I'm not talking about the head coach for OU or the head coach
at
USC.
I know, I was going to look this up.
She was a female college student at the University of Georgia. And she was fucking murdered. By guess who, everybody? Another fucking immigrant. A fucking immigrant again that came over here illegally, and our government's helping. Killed a fucking innocent nursing student girl. You know, and here's what's so funny. The main media does not want to talk about it. But when Floyd got hurt, when he got killed because he couldn't breathe, that was
all over
TV.
George Floyd.
But Lincoln Riley, this chick, she got fucking killed. It's not all over TV. And then Jeremy told me today there's a 2-year-old girl that got fucking killed.
Oh, Lincoln Riley.
Oh, Lincoln.
That's
okay.
Why I couldn't find it. I was like,
okay, Lincoln Riley. But anyways, yeah. Killed by a
She was a 22-year-old nursing student at the University of Georgia, and she was taking her morning run on her on a trail.
And supposedly he lives in some apartments by it or something, because I think he was stalking her out. What, Max? But yeah, that's what irritates me. But then Jeremy told me, too, there was a two-year-old girl killed in West Virginia, and guess what? By a fucking immigrant. You know, these people are coming in and killing our fucking children, killing our sisters and mothers, but we're not going to do nothing about it. You know, that's our government.
Well, you say that, but I am happy to read this.
But Georgia did, though. Georgia did pass a rule.
That's what I was about to say.
Any illegal immigrants are
they
arrested
passed
right
a
on
new,
the spot.
Bill called the Lake and Riley Act. Introduced by a Republican, but did have the support of the Democrats supporting the bill. It requires the detention of any migrant who committed burglary or theft.
Yeah. I think Texas is doing the same thing.
She was jogging, died from blunt force trauma to the head. Oh, listen to this, though. 170 Democrats voted against the bill.
Yeah. That's you fucking stupid Democrats right there wanting a fucking immigrant to stay in this country. Here's what pisses me off. It's okay if they kill us, but if it was to kill one of them senators' kids, oh, it'd be all over
the
fucking
news. Oh, well,
and
now the Democrats are saying the Republicans are using or exploiting her death for a stunt to throw together legislation to target immigrants in an election year.
What
no,
the?
We're trying to target immigrants, period, because you're giving them free run of our entire country.
Exactly. See, that's what I don't understand. You know, your mother, the fucking Democrats and people on the left will scream and destroy the town when someone gets killed by a cop, especially a black person. But an innocent woman dies by a fucking immigrant that ain't even supposed to be here.
A 22-year-old nursing student who was going to be, contributing member to society.
But not anymore. But the Democrats just want to let them run fucking free, you know. Well, in New York, these motherfuckers are raping women and running by and stealing cell phones right out of people's hands. They drug one woman down the fucking street. I mean, when is its nonsense going to end? Man, is that the rain?
Mm-hmm.
That is so awesome. Sorry, guys. It's been raining off and on today. Some pretty good thunderstorms came in earlier today. Good lightning, good thunder.
Yeah, it's been, I love that shit. It's been great.
Yeah, but when y'all get a chance, y'all look up some of this crap that these immigrants have been doing and getting away with. I haven't asked you, but have you noticed there are a lot more people like walking around in our town?
You know what's funny is what night was it? It was one of the nights that you called me and I was working real late. I was at the clinic. And I was coming home, and it was like almost 10 o'clock. And I same as you. Same thing with you. Even if we moved away for 10 years, we still always visited.
Yeah.
Like this town has always had. Just I hate it whenever I say something and someone's like, "Oh, that's always been that way," or "That's always been everywhere." No, the teenagers would hang out on the weekends, but like for the most part during the week.
You didn't really see a lot of people in town.
You didn't see people in town.
After a certain time.
I saw so many people walking around on my way home, and it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Yes. I have been noticing that on my way to work. I mean, ready to take the kids to school and go to work. I see more people walking. When I'm coming home, I see more people
walking. I thought it was just me.
No, I've noticed it too. I mean, it's weird.
So what do you think it is, like, more homeless people or?
I don't know if it's more homeless people or the immigrants. We got some of the immigrants here. I don't know. It's just weird. I've noticed that. I mean, I know we've had a lot of people move in from out of state.
Yeah, but why would it make people start walking around the town at night?
Yeah. That's what's got me boozled. I mean, you always see people in certain areas of the town.
Yeah,
walking
like
around,
whenever I lived in Oklahoma City, there were prominent parts of Oklahoma City where it didn't matter what time. Same thing as whenever you lived in Austin. It didn't matter what time of day or night it was.
Somewhere.
There's tons of people. Yeah. But then you live in certain areas. There were multiple small towns that I lived in Oklahoma that was like, if you saw that was abnormal.
Yeah. That's like it is here. You don't see that much. You don't see them. Like I see people crossing the main road up there by Antenna Products and Chicken Express a lot more.
Yeah, well, and then I go home by that dollar store that's by, Dairy Mart with the good burgers?
Yeah.
And there's always people on walking. Both sides of that.
Yeah.
Like in the Dairy Mart parking lot, walking along by the dollar store. I don't know, man. It's just, fucking weird.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Crazy. Crazy shit.
I'm just scared that the world is going to continually get worse and then end. And I'm just now reaching the point as an adult where I should be not things not getting easier, but
yeah,
I'm enjoying 40, things.
Yes, I'm 47. I should be enjoying life more. And I feel like I'm just and I know
it's just getting harder every day.
And I know there's a lot of it I can't control and I shouldn't worry about it, but it's kind of fucking hard.
It's hard not to think about it at night, though.
You know, and then I hear a lot of them states up north, like in Illinois and stuff, are passing laws where if you don't call your kid by their proper pronouns and all that kind of shit, they can take your kid away now and just, or if you don't listen to them and if they say they want to change their sex and if you don't listen to them, you can get prosecuted and have your kids taken away. I'm like, what the fuck, guys? What the hell, Max?
And I'm all for being yourself, especially as a child, as weird as you want to be. But I don't think that you should make permanent changes to your body whenever you still can't even... Your brain still isn't developed yet. You're a child.
Here's what I don't understand. Listen to this. In California, they're trying to ban peewee football. They're trying to make it where you can only play it till you get to junior high and high school. Because you know why? Because of the health risk. And I'm like, but yet you're going to let a five-year-old say, I want to chop my pee-pee off and be a girl.
Yeah, the same people that don't want there to be peewee football would let a five-year-old make the decision to cut their fucking penis off.
Yeah. I don't get it. So I'm glad I live where I live.
And like I said, I'm not saying I have a I literally don't give a shit.
Yes, but not at 5 years old. Now, when you're 18 or 19 or 20 and you want to...
Well, and even my brothers even went through a phase where they put on my play princess dresses. And we laughed about it and had a good time. But we weren't like, oh, now does that mean you want to be a girl?
Yeah. That
we just let them be kids.
Yes.
And then they grew up to be who they wanted to be.
It's like I said, I'm really worried about how this world's going to be when I'm dead and gone, when my kids are having kids. Because there are some stupid-ass people out there raising kids and just letting them do whatever. Oh, you want to be a cat you want to be a cat? Okay, we'll let you act like one. Fuck no. We have a bad problem with mental health in this fucking country. And nobody wants to talk about it.
I know, and I'm a little old school. Like, I think whenever you're playing with your cousins or your siblings or you're at home or with your friends or whatever, be yourself, have a good time. But I still think there's a way that you should act in public and...
Want to sniff the mic? That's Max saying hi. All right, you gotta go, Bubba.
You're getting a haircut this weekend.
He goes...
I think the weather's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that stuff's supposed to come in. I mean, there's supposed to rain some more tonight. And then I think by tomorrow afternoon it should be gone. But, yeah, me and Ashley's just, and I try not to let it get me down. But, so I know something's got to give. And have you noticed, too, the price of gas keeps going
Up, down.
Yes, it'll get to $3 and then go back down. $3.
I'm just tired of barely being able to live.
I know.
And I know that it's a mutual feeling with almost the entire country right now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. We're all tired of being broke. And I would like to know how the economy is and stuff where you live in other countries. So if you're listening,
apparently
to this,
we really don't know, because they've been telling us that since the war started between Russia and Ukraine, Russia's citizens have just been suffering more than we have.
Oh yeah,
and then to be fair, we don't talk to anybody over there. We don't know anything over there. They don't let us see anything from over there.
Exactly.
And then Tucker Carlson goes over there and
videos.
The
grocery
stores are beautiful. They've got more food than we do. It costs him.
Their subways. How clean everything is over there.
Only cost them like $130 to get what would be like $400 over here.
Yeah, because everybody, the film crew, everybody was saying, oh, that's $400 easy. Nope, it was $100.
Oh, it's the thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fucking dog growling. Yeah, they're lying out their ass. Well, remember at first how they were saying Ukraine's just kicking Russia's ass. They never did kick Russia's ass. You know?
No, and from my understanding, what little bit they've done, it's only been with the money that we've had to send them.
Yeah. And then they want more money. You must send us more money.
And again, all about helping people, but I don't know how you could watch your entire country suffer and still be like, immigrants need money. Other countries need money. Everybody needs money but y'all.
I want you to think about something. I've never seen this the whole time I've been alive. Whenever there is a war or something going on, have you ever seen one of the others... Especially the person that's getting invaded. Have you ever seen their leader go around making all these tours, like to the U.S., to the Oscars, and you've never seen that?
Oh, like how Zelensky's been doing?
Yeah, that's what makes me believe this isn't really a big war. You know what I mean?
Well, because normally you're not supposed to leave your post.
No, no, they never do. Did Saddam do this when he was getting fucking, you know? No. Did fucking,
This weather is fucking nuts. Yeah, that's what's coming at 8.
God damn.
That's why I said I'm gonna be home by that time.
Hell to the, yeah, we got a big old crack-a-lackin' storm coming in about 8.
I love it, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I just got to bring all my plants in.
Oh, I know. I've seen you. You had them all put up on your post. I was like, yeah, she's right. Big wind comes along. They're out of here.
Yeah, well, and what sucks is the weather looked really nice, so I was going to leave them out until Sunday whenever it gets a little bit cold again.
Yeah.
But then I saw that storm on the radar, so I got to go home and put them all up.
Oh, I don't know if we told everybody. We got another studio dog we anointed today. But he's not in here with us right now.
He wanted to play.
He's with the other dogs. But Ashley got a new dog. And you should have seen it when she brought him in. Everybody was like, it's like when you bring home the new baby, you know.
Well, and it doesn't help that he's like a fluffy poodle with a haircut and a top knot.
Everybody in the house, me and the kids, oh my God, you got the dog.
He's a precious baby.
Everybody picked him up. Oh. But yeah.
He's a show puppy in training.
But what I do want to close with is Kenneth Copeland, guys. He is a creepy motherfucker. Dude.
Let me get him pulled back up again because I was going to see like where he's from and stuff.
I don't know if y'all have seen it, but there's that TikTok going around where that woman confronts him about buying the private
jet. He's creeped me out before then.
Yes.
Oh, no. He was born in Lubbock.
No. I must go back in time and kill him. No.
Gross. He's 87 years old.
Yeah. Well, he has all that money. That's why he can still look like that.
What is Word of Faith movement?
Oh,
prosperity theology. Let me see here.
What gets me is how people like him have so... don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the devil's not real, Jesus isn't real, or anything like that. I just grew up in church, and I've seen the politics and the bullshit that goes on. So I know about all of that. But I just don't get how so many people are brainwashed and give so much money to fucking like people like this guy. You know?
It's a part of Christianity, but it's just another fucking branch of Christianity that they put another word on.
Oh, God. But, yeah. And it's like him and that smiley motherfucker in Houston. They're both fucking con artists, man.
Oh, Joe Osteen?
Yeah, Osteen dick sucker. Him and his cheese dick smile.
I think he's the devil.
Man.
Not him, like the one devil, but like a demon.
I think he's the fucking bitch devil and Copeland's his fucking lover. They're both Satan lovers, but they're both fucking the devil, man. I mean, what gets me is how people, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that because I believe in both, because you can't have one without the other. I mean, you're going to have bad and you're going to have good. You can't have one without the other.
I didn't know this shit was so complicated. So, okay, so I had to look this up. And then what's even funnier is Joel Osteen is also one that's the theology that he goes after. So, Copeland and Osteen are both within the realm of Christianity, but they teach specifically what is called the prosperity theology, which is health and wealth gospel. In Protestant Christianity, it's the teaching that faith expressed through positive thoughts, positive declarations and donations to the church draws health, wealth, and happiness into your life.
Wow. It even says it right there that, hey, motherfucker, I'm taking y'all's money. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The prosperity theology is literally that your life will be amazing if you give, like, a percentage of your living to the church.
Wow. That's fucked up, guys. They are saying it, putting it out there, and people are still believing it.
Because it's for Jesus.
God damn. Listen, guys.
Joel, just like Kenneth with that airplane.
If you give Borderline Texas Trash 10% of your paycheck every week in this altar and plate right here, Brother Booth will save you. Put your... put your hand on your earphone right now. I got my hand on mine. And you feel that power. Feel the power of the Lord. I'm going to hell. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But I could feel your dad having a stroke. But I was about to say, I'm not shitting all over all the preachers. Because my grandpa that I never met,
yes,
Stephen's
dad,
was
a preacher.
He was a legit one that was
he
not
was
there
legit.
For money. He really had a love for God and Jesus and trying to change
yes,
people's
that's
hearts.
That's why he always went to different churches. Yeah. When they got tired of their politics, he'd go, pfft.
Yeah. So there are people out there that exist that way. Yeah. I just hate that it's turned
into
that.
I just hate the Joe Osteens and the fucking Jimmy Swaggards of the world and all them other people. Now, Billy Graham, always dug that dude. Always thought he was legit.
I don't know which one that one is.
He passed away. He's an older one, though. But Billy Graham, old Brother Graham, I went with my daddy to see him in Wichita Falls one time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But I like him.
He was born in 1918.
Yeah, he was a legit motherfucker.
And he died in 2018.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a long time.
If you listen to what I like how he spoke and just, he was good.
He was
him.
Also a civil rights advocate.
Yeah, I liked him.
That's cool.
He was a good guy. I thought he was a legit dude. I really did. But the rest can go straight to hell. But seriously, guys, give Brother Booth 10% of your tax check, and it will go for my private jet, because I'm not missing that Israel trip. I might do that. I just might start having an intersection of, I'll call it the Brother Booth hour. Or not the hour. I don't know if I could do that for an hour. Maybe 5 minutes. I can get on here and be like, Brother Booth, play some of that Christian music in the back, you know?
Jesus Christ.
And I can have some candles going and be like, oh, how is everybody today? Well, everybody, Brother Booth had to eat bologna sandwiches. And Brother Booth don't like eating them bologna sandwiches. God don't like bologna sandwiches. God likes the T-bones, baby.
God wants me to eat a Wagyu steak.
With some crispy bacon on the side.
And some shrimps.
Preach it, sister. Shrimps. And the
shrimps is bugs.
And don't forget them garlic bread. Yes, sir.
I'm going to hell.
Oh, God.
It's fine. I'm already there.
Yeah. I mean, what else can I do? I mean,
I'm already in hell.
I've done so much stuff in the past. That's why I got on my knees and I said, please save me. Save me from this discount food.
I do have a real question, though.
What?
Is that how your dad sounded?
Kind of,
yeah. I wish I could hear his voice. I just want to hear how he sounded.
Yeah, he was Pentecostal, so he was kind of loud. He was more of his was more of that damned fire hell nation stuff.
I love that.
If you cuss, you're going to hell.
I love it.
If you wipe your ass wrong, you're going to hell. If you eat after 12 when your mother says no, you're going to hell. Like now, my dad seeing how the world is. Oh God, he would.
I just love him, and I've never met him, and I just sometimes I find myself like thinking about how like best of friends we would have been, even though he would have like you know the tattoos and stuff. He'd just been like, oh my God! But
my dad did like me preaching though. He would let me do it sometimes. I'd get up there and be like, everybody, we came in a day to congregate to talk about God. But seriously, Put your hand on your earphone. Put your hand on your earphone right now. I got my hand on my earphone right now, too. Can you feel that love right there? The love we're sharing. That's the love you get for giving 10%. 10% every time. I'm just kidding, but you could give 1%. No. I just can't believe that, how they just come right out and say, hey, we believe that you giving us money makes everything better.
Pretty much. That's literally what the prosperity theory was.
Wow.
Or theology.
Yeah, like I said, my dad's was different because I remember him talking. Yeah.
I just didn't. I don't know. It's weird because I never met him, but I feel like I know him.
But yeah. One thing I will say, even with the devil's lettuce becoming more popular and getting legal in places, he'd still punch me in the face. That's one thing I would never let my dad know. Even though I'm a grown-ass man, I'd still hide it from him.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because he was one of them old-school guys that generation. Drugs are bad. They're bad. You're going to snort that marijuana? You're going to shoot it up, aren't you? You know, they just didn't know any better, though. I look back now going, they didn't know any better. That's how they were molded, and that's as bad. Don't ever do it. You know? Now, everything else, yeah, is bad. If my dad ever knew the other shit I did, he'd really be, yeah, he'd be going Pentecostal on my ass. He'd be dropping some elbows and giving me some Hail Marys. You're going to repent.
Ugh. Yeah.
But, yeah, next week's show should be good, guys. I just felt like venting and having a good time. And let me know, do y'all kind of like it when we do this? If we just kinda...
Honestly, when I have enough to talk about, I prefer to do a raw podcast like this over a scripted one.
That's why I do them every now and then. I try to let stuff build up because we do our show every week. So I think we might do that.
And from the beginning, we've always said that we're just a general podcast. Like, we don't focus on anything. So we can literally talk about whatever we want. And we're not getting away from the, you know.
Yeah. Only reason I kind of started doing the stupid news was to get your mind off shit, make you laugh. You know, but if you wanted to laugh, all I had to do is just show you a picture of me.
Or tell you about my life.
I sent a picture, I sent a girl my picture one day, my face. You know what she said? Quit showing me your dick.
Shut up.
And I was like, that is so wrong. And I told her, by the way, your lips are hanging out.
Wow, how can you burp and talk at the same time? That's truly amazing.
Pretty awesome. Got to see what else I can do. All right, Frankensteins. Yeah, but y'all give us some feedback out there wherever you listen to this. And Kim, hope you're doing good. Ain't heard from you in a week or two, but that's all right. I know you're still listening. And still, I'm sorry for that 1 week, guys. I had too much of the devil's lettuce, and I didn't load up the audio. It was like 2 or 3 Fridays ago. But... hey, it's all good. But
shrimps is bugs.
Shrimps is bugs with some steaks wraps in the bacon, baby.
You know,
and baked potato on the side with some bacon bits.
Me and Justin are really going to get that tattoo.
What?
Shrimps is bugs.
Shrimps
Everybody
is
thinks
bugs.
I'm fucking around, but I'm like, so you're going to have the
like,
money.
You're going to have like a... It's shrimp like an, and then say it
yes,
over it.
It's like an old school, like traditional tattoo. So it'll have just the shrimp and then a banner here and a banner here, and it'll say shrimps is bugs.
Shrimps is shrimps is bugs. Shrimps is bugs. Can't even say it. All right. Well, next week, like I said, I got a great speech lined out for you guys. Gonna let you know what YouTube sent me about what to say and what not to say, so I'm going to shoot back. But they won't hear it because I can't put it on YouTube because they'll tell me to fuck off and cancel everything. But hey, guys,
ATF will show up at your house.
Yeah. But for real, go check out Ghost Stories Told from the South, too. I'm going to be doing my 200th special there, too. 200th show this weekend. And don't forget, Friday night or Saturday, I'll put it on Facebook, though. I'm going to go live on YouTube. I didn't do it in the past 2 weeks. I'm trying to get into used to this, and I'm trying to remember to post stuff all the time to get my show out there, but I just get caught up in life and being busy all the time. And you know, so. But you guys let us know how it's going on your end of the court, wherever you live, and we just keep it crispy around up in here. But I just got a little pep talk, though, for all my blue-collar workers out there, guys. I know right now we're having some hard times, baby. We're going to pull through these hard times because you know why? Hard times ain't nothing. Hard times is when you've been 30 years working at a plant And they slap you on the back and say a robot took your job. That's hard times. Oh my God. That's taking money off of my table for my family. And that's what's happened now. Businesses are closing left and right, Daddy. They just closing because nobody can buy nothing. But just remember, you keep the faith. Keep listening to Uncle Boo and Ash Handy. And just keep the faith. Now, put your hand on the TV screen. And I'll put my hand on the TV screen. We'll exchange the love. And we'll get through these hard times. Because hard times come and go, baby. But bad guys last. Remember that.
You know what this also reminds me of?
No. I go back to normal like that. No, I don't know.
I think it was a South Park episode. And it may have actually been Immigrants, too. But where the guy the whole episode was like, he took my job.
Oh, he took my job.
Yeah, wasn't that Immigrants?
Yeah, it was.
And it's happening right now. They took our job.
Now yeah. People are saying, they took our house.
Yeah.
They took our benefits.
They took my school. Why does everything in South Park and what's the other one, The Simpsons, come true?
I don't know.
It's fucking weird.
It is. And like South Park, how they can always push the envelope and they get away with everything. You know, one big reason, because they live in Canada, I hear. They're not in the U.S.
One of my favorite episodes, that we were literally just talking about this at work, was the one at the end of the episode. There was like 20 people in the closet, but at the beginning it was just Tom Cruise. And they were like, come out of the closet. And he's like, no, I'm not coming out of the closet. And then like everybody else ended up in there.
Nah. But dude, they make fun of everybody. They even made fun of Black Lives Matter. They made fun of...
See, I haven't seen any of the newer episodes.
Y'all, the newer ones? Anything, just think, anything topical that pisses people off or is a touching pot, they still do it and make fun of it. Just like Carmen. Yeah, he was making fun of Disney. He kept going around, just make it gay. Make it gay.
Just make it gay.
It's not gay enough. Yes.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yes, because you know how it's Disney fantastic. Has to change every character and make it gay or whatever, you know. Yeah, the world's going to a big old shit box. It's like they told me in county when they brought in bologna fucking sandwiches that looked like it was 3-year-old ketchup. I mean, 3-year-old mayonnaise on the sandwich and nasty bologna and some chips that looked like they were made in 1959. I looked over at the guy by me. I said, you want mine? I said, I ain't eating this shit. That's fucking nasty. He said, buddy, it's Sunday. You don't know when the judge is going to come in.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So... when I was in county.
Oh, like you're not making this up?
No, I was literally in county. That's from you and your mom.
The seatbelt thing?
You got me the ticket and she took my money and didn't pay it.
The seatbelt thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it all, that was a year after that. Y'all moved back
because you had a warrant on a ticket that you didn't pay because yeah. You gave money to your fucking.
Yeah,
because
I was working construction and shit and I was like, hey, run by, pay this for me. Okay.
Of course she pocketed the money.
Well, anyways, the guy looked at me and said, son, it's Sunday. You don't know when the judge is going to be here. So just close your eyes and chew, buddy. It's a shit sandwich and we all got to take a bite. That's what I feel like right now. It's a shit sandwich and we all got to take a... Just close your eyes and chew and go...
I do feel like I'm eating a shit sandwich every day, if we're being honest.
Yes.
Like, it's painful.
It's like, ah, oh, I love the taste of shit. Ugh. Yeah, and it's not like it's not like at ease either. It's like, eat it. You're going to eat the shit and like it. And if you don't like it, oh, well.
I hate it here.
Oh, man. But I'm going to go. I'm going to make me some Frito pie because it's hard times, baby.
I'm going to go home before the shitty storm comes in.
Before the shit hits the
fucks
fan,
up all my
baby.
Plants.
Sorry, that one was huge. I was trying to muff it. Well, I keep forgetting I can mute our mics. See? Well, what the? I can mute it when it wants to work. But it's being stupid.
I can do it for real.
I can do it because I did it when you was playing with your microphone. Yeah, see? Look, all I can do, I can do that.
Gotcha.
But I keep forgetting about it.
It's okay.
But I'm going to have some... Frito Meatos pie with some elephant's toenails.
Gross.
And Ashley's going to go home and have some combato sandwiches.
I don't know what I'm going to have. Tonight we're probably, I haven't really been eating out that much, but tonight we probably will. But they found a cockroach again in fucking Jen's food.
I'm so fucking depressed now.
I know, me too.
I'm not going back there.
And that's what I usually like to get whenever we have our night where we eat out. And now I'm like...
I grew up with them motherfuckers. We grew up poor. We had them so bad.
Oh, we had roaches,
you know,
too.
I hate them. I fucking hate them. They piss me off. They're nasty. Yeah, I mean, you were like me. They were so bad, I'd go in the kitchen at night, turn the light on. They wouldn't run off.
Yeah.
They would stay there and go, hey, you want something to drink?
I know.
I'm like, hey, guys. Yeah, I'll take something to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tolerate water bugs. They don't bother me.
Yeah.
But roaches, you know why? Because roaches multiply like fucking rabbits.
They do.
And that smell. Just roaches, period. Remember that episode, that show, that scary show, Creep Show?
Yeah.
I loved Roach Creep part, Show. The guy that was a clean freak and hated roaches? Yeah. God damn it. Now I really don't want Frito pie after sex. I damn sure don't want no Chinese.
I know.
And that sucks because that's the best place to get fried rice.
I know. With roaches.
Chicken fried roaches, baby. All right. Well.
I'm going to go find something to eat that doesn't have roaches in it.
Oh, and just to let everybody know. Towards the end of the month, the 30th is Uncle Boo's birthday. If y'all want to send me anything, okay? I would shoot out my address, but y'all might send me something really weird.
Yeah, or kill you.
I would say that, and somebody would send me a blow up doll or something, and I wouldn't know when I'd go to open up the
mailbox.
Speaking
of, I do have to tell you this real quick. You know how I told you, like, I don't get on Facebook a lot, and whenever I do, I just follow all the, like, county pages that everybody argues in?
Somebody was selling a doll or something.
No. You know the real-life sex dolls? Like, that feel real, look real, whatever?
Yeah.
There was one of the ones where it's just the boobs, the stomach, the butt, and the vagina. It had the legs cut off and the head cut off and the arms cut off. You know what I'm talking about? It's just the torso. Somebody left one in Mr. Jim's parking lot. Nobody wanted to touch it, and everybody was posting it in all the county pages, and they were like, I think somebody left this.
Really? In the parking lot? Just sitting there?
Yeah.
Well, you'd think they'd have cameras around that place and would...
How do you misplace ones?
Yeah, I think they probably went to throw it in the dumpster and probably missed or something. That's
anyways,
all I can think
that
of.
Was fucking hilarious. I laughed pretty hard
well,
about that last week.
Well, that's why they got fucking roaches.
Yeah.
They're coming out of that Taurus's vagina. All right. Well, if y'all got any cool stories like that, please send them to BorderlineTexasTrash@yahoo.com. Or you can go to Facebook and find us there, too. But you guys, be good. Be real. Holler at us on Facebook if you want to. We are on... Oh, and I was going to tell you, I've been hearing that Google Play is shutting down in the spring. So if you're listening to this podcast on Google Play, find it like, wherever you can. I mean... Excuse me. You can find it on Spotify. We're pretty much on every platform. I don't keep up the YouTube channel because I got to watch what I say. So I try to do a live show once a week on YouTube, but we're pretty much everywhere else. So just look for us there if you have Google Play, but that's what I've been hearing. Google Play is going to be gone.
Cool. So,
take that to the fucking bank. Beyond, beyond.
All right. I gotta go.
Crack a ass, crackers. We'll see you later.